Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, Abe is assassinated. The globalists and the CCP, they're on the march. They're making their move. Very important episode here. We have received phenomenal feedback already. I'm telling you, this is a very important episode to listen all the way through. They're making their move. It's time to make your plan. The globalists they're doing their thing. World Economic Forum, World Health Assembly, Chinese Communist Party. Things are moving very quick. We got to prepare. We got to do some things. We talk about that in this episode. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank those of you that support us. We deeply appreciate it. Get involved with Turning Point USA today. That's tpusa.com, Turning Point USA. We are the grassroots to make sure your kids and grandkids are going to love America, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Come to our Student Action Summit at tpusa.com/SAS. We have Kaylee McEnany, Ted Cruz, Laura Ingram, Josh Hawley, Greg Gutfeld, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Kat Timm, Pete Hegseth, Byron Donalds, Ben Carson, Rick Scott, Lauren Boebert, Kevin Stitt, Governor of Oklahoma, Kat Kamick, Matt Gaetz, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Victor Marks, Sean Foyt, and three pastors, Mark Burns, Samuel Duth, and Pastor David Engelhart. That's tpusa.com/SAS. If you are maybe feeling depressed or anxious, you're probably staring at your screen too much, and you should use whatever money you have, come to Tampa, Florida, and make something out of your life. Immerse yourself with people who share your values. Meet new people. Turn off that stupid little silly smartphone and start to flourish. Turning Point USA Student Action Summit is for people of all ages, June 22, 23, 24. It's tpusa.com/SAS. Running out of time, it's in about 2 weeks, tpusa.com/SAS. Turning Point Action will be hosting Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. People's lives are changed at our Student Action Summit every single year. tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Shinzo Abe, the Japanese prime minister, has been assassinated and has been killed. Shinzo Abe was a nationalist. He loved his country. He wrote in late April, quote, "The United States should make it clear it will defend Taiwan against Chinese invasion." Abe did not want to play ball with the globalists. He said, quote, "Maybe the war could have been avoided if Zelensky had been forced to pledge that his country would not join NATO or had been forced to grant a high degree of autonomy to Luhansk or Donetsk in the east," Abe noted, according to The Economist. Shinzo Abe was close with Donald Trump. He was probably the closest prime minister of anybody with Donald Trump. It was the first major leader to meet with Trump. You might remember Donald Trump doing a foreign visit to Japan. They both agreed that China and the Chinese Communist Party must be restrained in their growth. And yesterday, a gunman came up behind Shinzo Abe and killed him. This is the first world assassination, I think, in well over 10 to 15 years. We have not seen a first world assassination, a successful first world assassination, in quite some time. Now, there's third world assassinations, unfortunately, that happen quite often, but there's really only 10 or 15 first world countries. America, Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Spain, most of the European Union, South Korea, and Japan. Now, we have a short video of this. Let's play cut 50. It shows the actual shooting. Play cut 50. It's very graphic, by the way. Play cut 50. Now, how on earth their security forces did not detect that, how naive and how awful that is. Former presidents in America still get Secret Service protection for a reason. The Japanese government will live in a state of guilt and shame, and they should, for not properly protecting a former prime minister. You could tell the security had no idea what to do. They've never had to deal with any sort of gun violence because they thought there were no guns in Japan. But apparently there are. The security, they didn't do their job, and Abe is dead because of that. Now, the first and most operative question we must ask is, was the CCP behind this, or were they aware of this? Now, hilariously, I asked this on Twitter, and they said, you're a conspiracy theorist. I said, oh, yeah, you know, if only there was no track record of trying to assassinate foreign leaders for political gain. I mean, really? I'm just asking a question. Was the Chinese Communist Party aware or involved in this assassination attempt against Abe? Abe was an ardent activist against the CCP. He was one of the most articulate defenders against the CCP. Japan has been and has always will be a problem for China. Now, you'll hear that he acted alone, but here's the fact, though. Abe was disruptive to 70 years of Japanese status quo of bureaucratic, technocratic rule and trying to manage things in certain circles of experts. Shinzo Abe was trying to democratize Japan in a very serious and profound way. The Chinese Communist Party is delighting in this. I'm not saying they did it, but they are celebrating. Chinese Communist Party nationalists all over social media are celebrating the death of Shinzo Abe. Shinzo Abe was also a critic of the World Economic Forum. He did not appreciate the World Economic Forum or the globalist ambitions of the World Health Assembly. And there's Shinzo Abe speaking at a campaign event outside of Kyoto and gets assassinated in the streets. Right after Boris Johnson resigns in the United Kingdom, the Italian government is under massive pressure. There's a Dutch farmer revolt happening in the Netherlands. What's going on here? What's happening is very clear. And assassinations are not normal, by the way. Resignations are. Protests are normal in Europe. But there's a through line here. America is completely missing at the table. These power vacuums are only going to continue. Food shortages and fuel shortages. And where did Joe Biden send our strategic petroleum reserve? He sold it to a Chinese energy company that Hunter Biden was an investor in. That's right. Joe Biden sold our oil, our strategic petroleum reserve, to our great enemy, China. All the while, Abe gets assassinated. We don't know if the CCP was behind it. It is a pure speculation. But it would not surprise me. The CCP, I believe, is the modern equivalent of the National Socialist Workers' Party in the 1930s. I've said it before. The CCP are godless, atheistic, power-hungry, genocidal murdering maniacs who hate Americans, hate the West, believe there is no God. All they care about is power. The CCP is evil. We need to repeat that on almost a daily basis. But of course, we allow the CCP, like Governor Burgum in North Dakota, to go buy farmland because they want to be close to modern Nazis. That's what they are. The Chinese are modern day Nazis. Now, whether they assassinated Abe or not, we do not know. We may never know. They'll say he acted alone, okay. But it wouldn't be the first time that a major power sends somebody to go assassinate a foreign leader. Put 57 up on the screen. This is one of my favorite pictures of the entire Trump administration, Trump presidency. You got Donald Trump with a snake next to him, John Bolton. I wish we could just edit John Bolton out of that picture. It's a waste of time. But then you got Angela Merkel kind of on top of the table, very insistently trying to persuade Donald Trump of something, with Macron next to her, and then Theresa May next to Macron, in what seems to be as if they're pleading with Donald Trump to agree with something. And then Shinzo Abe is next to Donald Trump with his hands crossed, basically being like, you're trying to go after my boy? Like, we're a team of nationalists against you weak globalists. Angela Merkel, one of the worst leaders in the modern era, alongside Emmanuel Macron. And Donald Trump's just sitting there with his arms crossed. And you can see the look on Trump and Abe's face. Both arms crossed. They're not caving to the globalists. And Abe's almost emulating him. And so there's this massive push right now to remove anybody that is trying to stand up against the globalist regime. And again, let me just say this. It's very possible that this guy did act in a lone wolf scenario. But let's think a little bit deeper here. Let's not be naive. We're living through a very unique time in world history. Post-COVID, post-China virus, when China's trying to make their big push, the World Economic Forum's trying to make their big push. When was the last time we saw a successful assassination in a first world country? When was the last time? 20 years ago? 30 years ago? So there's something remarkable about this in a very sick way. So Abe is dead, and Abe was and remained to be, until his death, one of the most articulate critics of one world government. He wanted Japanese culture and language to remain intact. That's why him and Donald Trump were so close. They saw the world very similarly. The Chinese Communist Party is celebrating now that Abe has been assassinated. The globalists, they're not outwardly celebrating, but getting people like Abe out of the way certainly make their job a lot easier. Chinese Communist Party is buying up American farmland. They're doing military exercises outside of Taiwan. And now, tragically, one of the great impediments to their power, Shinzo Abe, has been assassinated. By whom? We'll find out. We'll learn, but we might not know who really is behind the assassin. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. The recent rulings from the Supreme Court, they didn't happen on their own. It took support of companies like Patriot Mobile, who passionately fought on behalf of the unborn and your constitutional rights. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and has been on the front lines fighting for your values. Inflation has really made it hard on Americans. Thankfully, Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. You get the same service, and your money is going to a company fighting for the sanctity of life, religious liberty, and the Second Amendment. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. If you're a veteran or first responder, please let them know because they have special discounts just for you. Join our movement and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. I just can't believe this story. And it ties, unfortunately, to the assassination of Abe. This is from Reuters. Oil from U.S. reserves sent overseas as gasoline prices stay high. More than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic U.S. emergency reserve released to lower domestic fuel prices were exported to Europe and Asia last month, even as U.S. gasoline and diesel prices hit record highs. And I'll be very honest, I had to take pause here, and so did our whole team. I didn't quite understand this story. It's a little bit confusing. It can get a little bit heady, but I'm going to do my best to navigate you through it because the essence is this. Joe Biden sold our oil to China. Joe Biden gave our oil that we need for our people to the Chinese Communist Party in a company that Hunter Biden isn't an investor in. The export of crude and fuel is blunting the impact of the moves by Joe Biden to lower record pump prices, Reuters says. Biden on Saturday renewed a call for gasoline suppliers to cut their prices, drawing criticism from Jeff Bezos, blah, blah, blah. But here's where it gets really interesting, is how he did it. So he put cargoes of SPR crude and sent them to the Netherlands and to a Reliance refinery in India. But then there was a third cargo ship headed to China. Our crude is the best crude in the world, by the way. It is the envy of the entire world. It is the highest refined crude in the world. I don't quite understand the specifics of it, but experts say that it is the best crude. And so, by the way, so you have Joe Biden giving our oil to our enemies, to the Chinese Communist Party, the same Chinese Communist Party that launched a virus on the world that might have been behind the assassination on Abe, we don't know, selling our oil and giving them preferential treatment, the Chinese Communist Party that buys up our farmland, hacks our cyber grid, relentlessly lies on a daily basis, It's about 1 million barrels per day right now is being released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve through October. The flow is draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which last month fell to its lowest level since 1986. Is Joe Biden intentionally unraveling our energy superiority? Yes. What Joe Biden is doing can be described as an act of treason. There is no explanation for this, period. When asked about it, they say, oh, well, we're trying to manage the transition to a green economy. There is no explanation, period. Joe Biden is giving preferential treatment by destroying the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and by giving our enemies our energy. Meanwhile, China, Russia, Iran are posturing with military exercises in Venezuela within our own hemisphere, and we're giving our enemy China our oil. If I hated America, if I was an anti-American activist, the likes of which many of you have experienced because you send your kids to college and you get to meet their friends, or maybe your kids become one of those activists. If I hated America and I wanted America to fall, this is exactly what I would be doing. If I hated America and I wanted to see the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world crumble from within, this is precisely what I would do. Why are they doing it? Well, Play Cut 54, Biden explains that we have to go through an incredible transition that we're going through right now. Play Cut 54.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
They look at this as a transitory phase, that this is only going to be a bump on the road to destroy fossil fuels. It is pathologically ideological, giving harbor to our enemies, giving preferential treatment to China, to Iran. And what is Biden's response? Missing in action. Prime ministers are being assassinated. Ex-prime ministers are being assassinated. You have Britain in complete and total political turmoil. The world is a mess right now. Why is it a mess? It's because we can't get our act together. The more America is able to stabilize our own domestic disputes here, have an economy that works and inflation in check, a currency that's not deteriorating, the world all of a sudden starts to make a lot more sense. But we are now entering into a moment of international bedlam. And Joe Biden's response? Selling our precious oil to China. So when you have trouble affording to fill up your tank, you can rest knowing that someone in Wuhan has oil and you don't. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, and that is where a massively important organization called Second Vote comes in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how you spend your money. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it does not happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 per year, but if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie. That's secondvote.com, promo code Charlie. You know, we used some comparisons here. I think this is intentional. Now, some of you agree, some of you disagree. We got some emails. They said, oh, Charlie, they're just dumb. Do you think that Joe Biden is intentionally unraveling the United States? I know I asked that question yesterday, but you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Joe Biden is selling our oil reserve to our greatest enemy. Tucker Carlson tackled this in his program, Play Cut 32.
Is the U.S. government selling our strategic petroleum reserve to our main enemy in the middle of a gas shortage? You probably should have an answer or at least seem embarrassed that you don't. It's a very simple question. Why does customs data show that we are sending millions of barrels of oil to China? Huh? It's been 24 hours since that briefing. We still don't have an answer. And of course, that tells you what's really going on here. This is not a mistake. It's intentional.
They don't care. Now, some of you are emailing me, and that's okay, freedom@charliekirk.com. Biden, he means fine. He's doing well. You know, he's not doing well, but he's just trying his best. I can't imagine coming to that conclusion, by the way. Oil from U.S. reserves during a fuel shortage. We're not able to get fuel for our own citizens. We're sending them to our enemy so that they could take us over. And by the way, China's making their move. Make no mistake. The CCP, which is well known for being patient and for waiting their turn. The virus was made in a laboratory, whether it was released intentionally or not, we may never know, but it was laboratory created. It was released on the world. China is now making their move. And can I just say, I want to reiterate this. What the heck is going on in North Dakota? North Dakota has some of the most amazing patriots on the planet. But why is North Dakota allowing themselves to be taken over by the World Economic Forum and by the Chinese Communist Party? I'm going to talk about two stories here that tie into this, and it goes to show why Biden gets away with this, because Republicans let Democrats and the Chinese and Bill Gates do whatever they want. We don't fight back. We write letters. I mentioned this story yesterday, but I want to reiterate this. The Chinese are buying up farmland all across America. Do you know the Chinese own 100 million acres of farmland? Do you know that? That according to sources in Texas, the Chinese own dozens of square miles of farmland, and they don't allow anyone to come in. So the Chinese Communist Party is buying up farmland all across America because they know that our ability to produce food, the breadbasket of the world, is one of our strategic advantages. It's something that many countries, it's an envy of the world. So what do? Well, it's the free market. We allow our enemy to come in and buy our farmland that then very well could result in food shortages. The CCP, they're malevolent, they're deceitful, they're sneaky, they're liars. But we just invite them in. So the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, courted and invited the Chinese Communist Party to go buy farmland right next to an Air Force base. What could possibly be wrong with that? Obviously nothing. Even some Democrats in Washington, D.C., this is too much. Say, so the Fufang group bought 300 acres of land near Grand Forks, North Dakota to set up a milling plant. The Air Force base nearby says, quote, passive collections of signals near the Air Force base very well could be detected. This includes a grave vulnerability to our Department of Defense installations and is incredibly compromising to U.S. national security. But the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, says, come on in, China. When they write the story of America, there will be this confusion by historians. And it will go like this. Why did America let it happen? Why did they let this happen? You saw that the Chinese are buying up your farmland. And look, it's very simple. China has the goods on Joe Biden. They purchased Hunter Biden a long time ago. So while you can't afford to fill up a tank of gas, Joe Biden sends our oil. Meanwhile, China buys farmland in North Dakota. And I know there's some people fighting back in North Dakota, but it's kind of a joke, I'll be honest. It's some press releases. Here's the long and short of it. China's going to buy your farmland, and no one's going to stop them. I know there's some great patriots pushing against it, but your leaders generally aren't doing enough. And Senator Cramer, to his credit, has wrote a letter. Sure, that'll stop him. But it's not just the Chinese. Remember, we talked yesterday about how our country is being squeezed by both sides, by the World Economic Forum and then by the Chinese Communist Party. Bill Gates wins legal approval to buy a huge swath of North Dakota farmland worth $13.5 million. Why is Bill Gates buying up all this farmland? Why is North Dakota allowing Bill Gates to own farmland? Should I say, you're not welcome here, Bill Gates? Well, largely because the governor of North Dakota is very close with Bill Gates. They work together in Microsoft. They have homes together in the Yellowstone Club, which is like a ruling class. Actually, really nice. I've been there. Ruling class kind of area in Big Sky Montana. They're best buddies. So come on, CCP, come buy up North Dakota. Come on, Bill Gates, come on, buy up North Dakota, $13.5 million. Gates is the single owner, largest owner of farmland in the United States. Do you know that Bill Gates owns 270,000 acres of farmland? Now, why would Bill Gates do that? Because Bill Gates knows that there's a currency collapse coming and that whoever owns the food supply is going to be rich. That if the currency collapses, then it's going to be about a barter system and restructuring whatever new currency comes in. Well, if you own farmland, you're going to be very rich. He owns 270,000 acres. The state attorney general, Drew Wigley, has inquired into the land sale and on Wednesday issued a letter saying the transaction complied with archaic anti-corporate farming law. It's very simple. The North Dakota legislature should meet and say, guess what? Bill Gates, you're not allowed to buy our farmland. It should be this simple. If you have a net worth over $50 billion, you're not allowed to own farmland in North Dakota. You are crushing small farms. So we have the CCP doing military exercises in Taiwan, the CCP buying up ports of entry across the world, the CCP trying to get rid of Jair Bolsonaro. You got Abe assassinated in Japan. You got all this turmoil happening in Europe. You got Bill Gates buying up a bunch of farmland in North Dakota, China buying a bunch of farmland in North Dakota. What's going on? Answer, we're being squeezed from every direction. From within, externally, it's top down and it's bottom up. It's both. And again, the question is, why are we letting it happen? I know a lot of you watching right now and listening right now, you're saying, we're not letting it happen. Charlie, I'm sick and tired of it. I know. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying generally, it's happening. Okay? This is happening, and we have to ask ourselves the question, what are we willing to do? What are we willing to say? And yes, some of you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, say, Charlie, stop it with these conspiracies. Conspiracy? China's buying the farmland, and even Democrats are worried about it in North Dakota. Conspiracy? Bill Gates is buying up. Bill Gates owns 270,000 acres. Now, if you're a conservative and you trust Bill Gates, you should change your political affiliation. After the last 2 years, you trust Bill Gates? Oh, yeah. So do you know Bill Gates owns 9,000 acres in Idaho? Bill Gates owns 16,000 acres of farmland in Washington. Bill Gates owns 14,000 acres of farmland in Florida. Bill Gates owns 69,000 acres of farmland in Louisiana. You notice he goes after red states? Do you notice that? Bill Gates owns 25,000 acres of farmland in Arizona. He owns 1 acre in New Mexico. Kind of weird. Maybe he bought Epstein's ranch. No? Too soon? Not soon enough. Because Epstein actually had a ranch in New Mexico, believe it or not. Trafficked girls there. Nebraska, 20,588 acres. Iowa, 552 acres. Illinois, 17,940 acres. I suppose that's an exception to the red state thesis. 47,000 acres in Arkansas? It's an extraordinary amount. So you got Bill Gates and the CCP doing the same thing. All the while, ardent nationalists are under attack literally and figuratively. Bolsonaro's under attack in Brazil like you wouldn't believe. They killed Abe. Orban is under constant attack in Hungary. They're going to try to indict Donald Trump here. They're making their move. And you're not going to hear that in many other programs. The World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party, they are making their move. And again, I said this yesterday, that many people believe that in the elite circles, if you had like a private camera and you could listen to their inner conversations, they believe Chinese dominance is inevitable and they just want to be on Chinese payroll. Like the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burnham, he invites our enemies. He wants them there. He actually courted them. He said, please come. We want you in North Dakota. We want your godless, soulless, dog-eating practices in North Dakota. Please. And then he also courts the Microsoft regime of Bill Gates. And I know so many of you, this is the disconnect, is that we got a couple goofy emails of people that think Biden is doing a good job. Besides that, most of you, 99% of you say, no, I'm so sick and tired of this. And they're making their move, everybody. They are on the march. This is not normal what's happening here. They're going to try to lull you to sleep. Oh, lone actor. And who cares if Bill Gates owns farmland in every major state? Who cares if Bill Gates owns 20,000 acres of farmland in Nebraska? By the way, why do these Republican states allow this to happen? They get paid off, of course, obviously. No principles. When they're going to write the story in 20 years. And I'm not saying America is going to fall, because we're going to turn this around. We're going to get this figured out. But there will be a chapter in the story about America where they say, why is it that Americans were so willing to sell out their nation for a relatively small amount of money? It's nothing new. The human condition, our broken spirit, shows us that we are willing to sell out things we say we love for just a little money. Look at Judas. We got to do something about this. We have to do more than emailing and do more than just sitting on our hands. They're making their move. Joe Biden's helping them. There's something deeper going on here. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer in the Bible or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who is one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun, interactive quiz, and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz, charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com. Someone says, Charlie, are there really people, conservatives in your audience, that think this is not intentional by Biden? So, Chris, not only do people think that, you know, most Republicans think that. You know, most of your Republican senators and congressmen daily give Joe Biden the benefit of the doubt. You know, Lindsey Graham does that. You know, Mitt Romney just called Joe Biden a good guy. They think Joe Biden is a good person trying to do good things. He's just misguided. That's what they believe. Chris asks, are these people really that out of touch with events? The problem is that the info is not getting out to the average citizen. See, I don't agree with that. I think most conservatives know that Joe Biden's not doing well, outside of a couple of people that email me. But your senators, 90% of your senators think Joe Biden is a wonderful person. I've spent time with him. I've spent time with the Republican senators. They think highly of him. Just look how Lindsey Graham talks about Joe Biden. Look how Mitt Romney talks about Joe Biden. So Bill Gates is buying up all this farmland, as we mentioned. By the way, Bill Gates wants to get rid of meat. He wants us to go to synthetic beef. I think there's a reason for that, because he wants everyone to look like Bill Gates. Overweight. I mean, this guy's... he's the guy in charge of our public health? I'm just going to sit and listen to the master Joe Rogan take down Bill Gates. Play cut 70.
About he's got these breasts Moops. And this gut, and I'm like, this is crazy. You're one of the richest guys on earth. You have access to the best nutrients, the best. You could have an amazing trainer. You could be in phenomenal shape, and you're giving out public health advice. You're giving out health advice, and you're sick. It's like literally like a non-athlete trying to coach professionals. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? How are you giving any health advice when you look like that? Your health is piss poor. I'm not a doctor. But when you've got man boobs and a gut and you're walking around, and you have these like toothpick arms. I'm like, hey, buddy, you're not healthy.
You gotta love Rogan. We got the Chinese Communist Party dragon, the modern day Nazis, and the globalist oligarchs, and they're both doing the same thing. Pay attention. They're making their move. What do we do about it? Number one, what Rogan just did. We must mock them. We must use humor. We must be relentless. We must be merciless in our mockery of these people, from their physical appearance to their lack to be able to make arguments. We must meme them to death. We are in a moment where we must make them have no legitimacy. Now, people say, Charlie, you know, that's not very Christian. You know what? They're my enemy right now. And they say, well, Charlie might not have been Christian to storm Normandy Beach and fight the Nazis. I think making a meme or two in the kind of theater that we're in is passable. I want to win. And I want to win so that the gospel can continue to be spread, so that liberty can be defended. Otherwise, we'll be sharing our theological disputes from prison. That's number one. Number two, we got to build new things and support the fighters. Number three, we got to get the word out. That's why shows like this matter. That's why Tucker's show matters. That's why Bannon's show matters. There's not a lot of us, because most of the shows, they kind of all talk about the same thing. Biden, bad. Republicans, good. Enough. How about, why are Republicans allowing Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party to buy farmland in North Dakota? That's a segment I'd like to see on cable television. Tucker would do that. Few others would. Maybe Jesse Waters. God bless him. And then finally, we have to be willing to hold our own party accountable. And that's the last thing. We have given political party. We control school boards. We control state governments. Let's use that political power. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.